The importance of the saliva is the response, sandfly response, and after the bite, the host starts to the response, and the saliva have a lot of components for block the host response. About 20 years ago, some works have been done with saliva and showing the importance of the saliva, principally for enhance the infection when with inoculated with parasites. But and several chemical composition have been described since this time, but few studies about morphology of this organ have been done. The first was in the beginning done for Adler and Perfilev when they show papatazes sergens and perniciosus as a exocrine salivary gland composed by a pair of two saccular structures surrounded by a single epithelium. After that, Brazil 2000 show for Longe bulbs the a new word vector. They have the same shape. This organ have the same shape, but we have some difference about size and components depending of the age. And in this work, she show the best time for start to work with the salivary glands is around 4 days old. And the classification for glands, we have three different distinct classification about the shape. Alveolar is just an individual cells linked by adult. Reservatory is epithelial cells surrounds a big extra space. Extracellular is from sandflies, and tubular, a single cell epithelium surround by adult. And these products are secreted in two different ways. Endocrinous, secreted directly in the blood or lympha, or exocrine, secreted in the reservoir, the extra environment. In this study, we are showing the morphology and anatomy of the salivary glands in more details, comparing some species between the genus Lutzomaya. We are working with Longibulbs and Mygonei, and Phlebotomus we are working with Papatazi, Dubosque, Halapensis and Sergente. The first study was done with scanning microscope, and our big tool in this morphological study was done because we just decided to do the whole morphology study using the head, the sandfly head, and the salivary glands. Because for the whole procedures for microscopy, we always lose the salivary glands on the whole, and then we big goal here was working with the head, the whole head. The whole head linked by a salivary gland. This is just for show the shape, normal shape. It's two lobes linked by adults. And this is Sergente, Longibulbs, Mygonei, and Papatazi. And the whole glands shows the same shape. And when the glands are completely full, we can see the nucleus of the cells, the nuclei of the cells. In some glands, we can look like flaccid, could be a physiological state for this fly, could be salivation. We don't know, we are not sure about this. Again, the shape of the extracellular place. We can see the nuclei. We have some distinct fibrous on the extracellular level, but we never find like filaments like actin, or it's just some muscle cells. Here we have a section of the organ, we can see a monolayer of the cells and a big reservoir on the whole saliva is secreted. And for the we look for six species. For five species, we always show the same, it's aligned. But for Mygonia, we can see some cells more basophily and projected into the reservatory cells. And this is just a DAPI. It's a nuclear marker showing the nucleus of the whole cells. I can show this later. And we also did some lectins bind and some antibodies bind with the whole organ. This is a conei showing the basal, membrane basal activity. This is longipalpis. We can see activity from the into the cell, united cells, and for longipalps, it's common for the whole species. And for Mygonia, we can see different aspects. Mygonia have more strong reaction in some cells for this lectin. This is WGA for papatase, and longipalpis is completely negative for longipalpis, and we can see the units of the cells, they have a strong reaction. Also for HPA and for WEA, we can just see the reaction on the basal cells. And again for Mygonia, we have several strong reactions for this lectin. And here is just a control for RCA. We always have a negative reaction for the whole flies. Again, this conei for longipalpis, the whole organ appears very illuminated for this lectin. And when we perform it the same with antimaxagillan, we just find in longipalpis is a huge vasodilator. And what we can see for longipalpis, we have one or few cells in this organ producing this substance. Again, is a panel showing the nuclear markers. It's a confocal images with different focus, and we also are showing the whole amount of the cells we have in each organ. It's around 100 cells for longipalpis. In for the other flies, we have more than 140. And we also performed some electron microscopy, and we showed the salivary epithelium is composed by a secretory extractor cell with a nuclei positioned on the part of the basal cells. And for these six flies, we just arrange the cells in five distinct groups, and we have the first group, we have a lot of mitochondria. It's the cell we show cell type 1, and large amount of the endoplasmatic reticulum. The cell type 2, we have a very big activity on these cells. The cell type 3, we have a very large amount of the lucent points and few mitochondria. It's showing a big activity in these cells. And type 5, we have a very electron dense cytoplasma. For these, we just put in 5 different types, just looking the morphology. But what we find is we have these 5 types for Mygone, just 2 types for Lutzomyia longipalpis, and 3 types of the cells from the phlebotomus on the woodward. In conclusion, we demonstrated that the sandfly salivary glands are constituted for a relatively small number of the cells, according with their ultrastructure in lectin binding, and we characterize these in 5 different populations. In 3 different species, sandflies tested were found 5 distinct cells, and we need to do more studies for understand the whole of these different type of cells. And in longipalpis, we have demonstrated present subpopulations for Maxagillum, and could be we have some subpopulations as was showed for Mygone, but we have no idea what substances these cells are producing. And such studies help to understand details of the secretion of the salivary components. And thanks from my lab in Brazil, Paulo, Luciana, and Jeannie, and from the Sandflies Worldwide, from Peter Wolf Labs and Vera.
We have some time for we have time for questions. Any questions here? One in the back.
Yeah, of your lucid vacuoles, do you think those are lucid?
Could be. Could be. I can't do a markation with osmium and show if just lipid rafts. I can do this. Could be. Maxagilla, it's a. No.